Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Once again, I'm Jacob from Team Gary, and today is an awesome edition of Keynote Saturday. This keynote was released in December of 2021, but it's still very, very useful in 2023. This is how to crush your year, stay atop of trends, stay ahead of the curve, and make sure you know how to adapt. We'll see you in the next one.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
It's really fun to be back on stage. Just starting to get back on the road. I think this is my fourth talk since COVID. So really excited to be with you and super excited to be with you because when I think about this industry and the opportunities within it, what's going on in the marketplace right now in most parts of the country, and then for me, what's kind of going on at a global level with human beings and their relationship with technology and the opportunities that exist. It's interesting to be here because obviously this brand is more aggressive than so many other entities from a technology standpoint in this space, which really kind of connects for me because my background really does sit in the cross sections of technology or personal brand, small business, you know, regional business. So was giving a lot of thought to what I wanted to cover in this talk today, and I think I'm gonna break it down into a couple places. And now with a sixth book coming out, it was supposed to be out yesterday, but some of you might have saw I did an NFT marketing campaign for this book and we sold 1.2 million copies. So they couldn't print them fast enough, so we pushed it 2 weeks. Thank you. That wasn't a humble brag, I didn't need the claps, but you're very sweet. It was more of setting up the context of what I just wrote about in 12 and a half, and this is actually perfect. This is luck. I wanna basically talk to you about 12 and a half, and I wanna talk to you about jab, 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 right hook, the 2022 version. I think the 2022 landscape of real estate is extremely fascinating for me. I think the OGs in this room, and even the youngsters may realize, because of COVID, we have such unique things to try to figure out of what is this market, right? Whether it's growth or decline or how, there's just so many unique dynamics that a global pandemic created that are unusual to look at in even a 50 or 100 year window. So I think we can all imagine, and I'm sure this is what you spend a ton of your time on, is like, well, what's the market really gonna be like? Right? And to me, the thing that I've been most passionate about in my career, and the thing I'm most proud of 25 years into operating, is that regardless of what the market has been, I've been able to be successful. The market threw me for a loop for my premium wine business that focused on Wall Street in 2001 when 9/11 happened, and that entire ecosystem literally was devastated. And so I had to adjust to that. The market was incredibly difficult to navigate in 2008 and 9 with the recession. And again, I was very much in the premium wine business. Kind of hard to sell $800 bottles of wine when the entire economy is collapsing. And I was starting VaynerMedia. So that was super interesting, 09. And onwards and onwards and onwards. And we will all go through that. And then obviously, you know, for this market, after you got off the initial hump, there was an incredible opportunity in real estate with COVID. Not so much for my business. Vayner got very caught because we were not small enough or not big enough for any government support. So I got $0 and 0 cents to navigate the last 18 months with my companies, which, to be very transparent, is the best. You know, people love capitalism and entrepreneurship, but when it gets super hard, they always want the government's help, and I laugh at that shit. yeah. Please don't give me that affirmation, because I'll spend 40 minutes on this subject matter. I think a lot about the people in this audience, because I think about context. I think about, why would you even want to be associated with this company? What is the value prop? What are you doing? Like, why are you doing that versus something else, a competitor of theirs, or doing it yourself? That's why I'm so passionate about Jab, 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 Right Hook. This company from afar, I haven't really triple checked under the hood, so I'm speaking in headline reading, from a technology standpoint, is clearly committed, and because I know enough about the competitive landscape from a technology standpoint, which is almost non-existent, I'm gonna make assumptions that they're winning for you on that moat. What I also know, back to the joke I just made about the government helping, is if you are not the queen and the king of your domain of brand building and marketing, nobody's gonna help you. No matter how much they try, no matter how much Tom Ferry, no matter how much you watch my content, it doesn't matter. If you are not actually, I'm thrilled to hear the framework for this talk or 2022. In a no excuses way, it's incredibly important we spend a lot of time on what I wanna talk to you about. If you signed up for this company or any other company for that matter, and you believe that is the engine to your marketing and your brand building, you're in for a rude awakening. It's just not gonna happen. And I don't say that as a negative. I think there are macro things. This logo and 7 or 8 others in this space do carry clout when you put it over your name, and you are more considered in your local market. Like, that I believe. I believe in the macro brand. But my curiosity and what I'm focused on, and as I look at this room and think about this brand in this ecosystem, so I'm making assumptions of a lot of the people that decided to jump on board here, what excites me is it speaks to a level of innovation and ambition that is a competitive advantage, at least for me looking at it from afar, against your competitive set. Like if you're here, you're slightly different in my opinion that you chose this brand than the other options you could have had. Don't clap yet. Because this is what I want to talk about. Because it could be epic, or it could actually be the vulnerability of 2022, which is why I wanna talk to you about it. It could be epic because you're more innovative, you're more progressive, you're this, that, and the other thing. It could be a vulnerability if you're over-relying on the company's branding and aggressiveness and are assuming it's yours. And for all the things I do, the majority of my time is spent listening. My flight to Orlando yesterday, 3 hours, just reading 41 different hashtags and every comment everybody had about it. My flight from Orlando to here yesterday, Reddit and 4chan groups and Facebook groups to get a sense. I did a ton of homework on many of you in here and the content that you put out. It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable because it was affirmation for me once again of how much people don't understand social media. Not as I'm professor and you stink. I mean it, honestly, this is just an important combo. It's not like you don't get it, I get, who gives a crap? Let me just tell you an observation that is predicated on the people in here's content on social, which is the following. The lack of patience in actually building relationship on social. See, my thing with real estate agents and firms is really fascinating. In real life, there's actually an incredible level of patience and relationship building going on with the people that win. You're all good to get in there with the PTA. You're awesome at some softball coaching. You're really good at girls' night with wine at the pizza thing on Thursday. You're cultivating. You're romancing. You're flirting. On social, you're like a drunk dude at a bar last night slipping a key off of a hello. Yeah. I got in last night, I saw some of you. Listen to me, 99% of the content in social, forget about real estate, the industry. You know, I have 2,000 people globally, we have all sorts of data scientists, nerds that can't even look you in the face because they only care about math, all the stuff that you can imagine, and we look at this stuff. This is what I do for a living, this is what I do. 99% of the content that is put out on social is dramatically and inherently selfish. It doesn't land. There's too much. It's just supply and demand. If you're just posting another picture of a beautiful house, there are 73,000 of those on Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter. We're not good at it. The variable of success in 2022 in the real estate industry is being good at it. This is very important. There are OGs in this crowd who have dominated their local market for 15 years, relationship on relationship on relationship, who are starting to lose market share to first-year rookies, because first-year rookies know how to make a TikTok. Woo! This is important.
Yeah, rookies. Yeah.
And rookies, don't get high on yourself. You're doing a lot of dumb shit too. All right? Some of you rookies need to learn the basics of actually how to do a contract, but we'll get into that later. And this is the point. Listen to me. I want to help this room because I don't usually get a full hour. Usually it's Q&A. I'm like, God damn it, an hour keynote? How am I gonna fill this? I'm like, I might as well go deep. So we're gonna go deep. Please, if you remember anything from this talk, think purple. Let me explain what I mean by that. What the reactions and the energies that just happened is there's this fascinating thing. This is the beautiful thing about being a listener. And as some of you may know, my sister has entered this business 3 years ago, so I'm double listening because I love her more than anything, so I'm paying attention even more. There's this incredible tension and conversation and just macro energy of the youth movement versus the OGs because of technology. Before it was just the OGs, you had to pay your dues. And for the OGs, I have a lot of empathy. I had to pay my dues too. Like, you don't think I'm mad that I didn't have the internet and the blockchain when I was 15? I would have owned the Jets by 19. But the OGs need to understand, you don't control when timing is. You're mad that these kids have Facebook and can speed it up? Well, guess what? Your great-great-grandmother's mad at you that you had running water. Like, you know, things change, it's okay, right? So, but what we have to do is the following. I am fascinated that so many people that are players in their market have an advantage of history and reputation and word of mouth, are allowing the rookies to take up so much of the attention and the real estate. I'm fascinated by it. It comes out of your audacity. It comes out of your audacity. I understand you're the queen bee of Sacramento. But technology doesn't care about you. And it's happening, and I'm watching it happen. On the flip side, for the rooks, a lot of them are moving too fast and are relying just on the notion of social content and are making missteps on the stake of the game of sizzle and steak. And so there's a lot going on, but the reality is, and everybody knows it here, you can stumble through your first 5, 6, 7, 8 deals. You're gonna learn that part. How to do it and how to have partnerships and couple of relationships, it's the commodity. We can razz on the rooks of like they stumbled there or they didn't get it there or they missed up there. You were a rook too, you made those same things, you figured it out, they're gonna figure it out. The people in this room that are putting their head in the sand that they need to be putting out, stick with me now, 7 to 12 pieces of content on social media a day. If you have basic ambition, the people that have their head in the sand on that are going to lose. That's the word I'm gonna use. What do I mean by lose? I don't mean you're going out of business. If the market's hot, the world's abundant, nobody's really, when you're mad at that person in town, nobody's really taking your stuff. Like there's plenty of room for everybody. I mean it's gonna chip away day by day by day. And market share is important, especially when you're in this business and your market share is, quote unquote, somewhat limited. The stakes are extremely high for the people in this room to actually figure out how to do social media content. Social media content, along with OTT, Netflix, Hulu, are the dominant consumption tools of our society. The end. I watch people spend money on dumb shit because that's what got them there. They're quick to spend $3K on a billboard because it makes their ego feel good because they drive by it. But they won't run $3,000 in ads against localized TikTok content when the cost of the TikTok ads are so underpriced, it makes me borderline uncomfortable. And because we've seen this game with Instagram and Facebook, it's just basic pattern recognition. And people want to make assumptions that TikTok is 12 to 18 year olds when everybody in here knows that's not true. I love when people are actually on TikTok themselves, but then claim it's not good for their business because their age group's not on it, yet they're on it. 2022 is the single best year for a real estate agent and brokerage and team and firm and brand and compass because America's attention is more on social in 2022 than 2021. and social creative, making the videos and pictures, and the ads are dramatically underpriced compared to print, radio, television, outdoor, and benches. That one hit. If I could leave with anything, I would leave with a macro commitment from the top, the mezzanine, and this floor, a macro commitment to actually deploy the 25 hours of homework. This is what I'm asking for. I'm asking for 25 hours of homework from you. I'm not looking for you to get motivated or compelled or potentially open to doing this and then deciding you're gonna go home and you're gonna hire your 23-year-old niece because she gets this shit. I need you to get it. You have to understand it. Because if you don't, you won't know how to judge your 23-year-old niece or the person in the office that does it. If you don't understand it, you don't know how to judge it. The reason I have so many people reach out to me and say, Gary, this doesn't work, is because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to judge it. You know what doesn't work for me? A screwdriver. I'm serious. Give me a hammer and a screwdriver, and I can't do that much with it. I'm not overtly handy. And so what people do is they blame the tools and the opportunity, but not themselves and their capability. What I'm looking for is 25 hours of actual homework. How do you post a TikTok ad, enter, on Google? Yeah, people are like, Gary, so how do I do this? I'm like, go to Google. I know so much now. Google, it's free, right? Oh geez, remember we had to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica? Twenty-five hours of homework so that you can post 7 times a day on social media in 2022. Who has even a glimpse of potentially wanting to do that? Raise your hand. Thank you. Not a very good number, but I appreciate the self-awareness. Now let's talk about self-awareness. Let's talk about self-awareness. And let's talk about what I'm talking about now, because it's a pretty aggressive jump to go to 7 posts a day versus once a week, right? I'm empathetic. And by the way, let me be very candorous with this audience. I could care less if you do it. I don't know who you are, and I actually don't care about you. So I don't have any feelings or needs of you accomplishing this. I genuinely love when I get the email from somebody in here 8 months from now saying, I cannot believe this is working the way it is. Thank you so much. That I get a huge high on. But in real talk, I'm leaving in 45 minutes. I'm saying this to be historically correct for my own content that I'm gonna put out. D-Rock, where are you? Hey, D-Rock. Right, so this talk is for me. If you're interested in getting the collateral benefit of it, I really need you to get serious about this before you say no. The biggest issue in entrepreneurship and business and just in life in general is this infatuation with no versus maybe. This infatuation with no. This concept of, Gary, I've already tried. We did that 2 years ago. It didn't really work. I didn't get enough leads. This infatuation with, well, I'm comfortable on Facebook, but I don't like this TikTok thing. I'm trying to get my daughter off of it. What do I need it for? This, that, and the other thing. The game of self-awareness is incredibly important in what I'm about to say. For example, I've been talking about for the last 3 years about LinkedIn quite a bit. LinkedIn about 5 years ago really converted, and I see by some head nods, you know where I'm going. It went from a tool that we would use to recruit or just spam people on email to a social network for all intents and purposes. Content, content, content. By show of hands, how many people here consume content on LinkedIn? Raise your hands. Raise it high, I want everybody to see it. Higher. Thank you for the lights, this is awesome. One more time, high. Look how many people are consuming content on LinkedIn. Thank you everybody. What I love about LinkedIn is it gives people options in here. Let me explain. LinkedIn is incredibly effective with just the written word. LinkedIn is incredibly effective with just the written word. I know that a lot of people in this room, even though this is your profession, are skewing more introverted, aren't interested in being on camera, are insecure about certain aspects, the way they talk, the sound of their voice, the way they look. I'm empathetic to that, that's real. That's very real to the conversation I'm having with you. However, if this audience understood how many people are actually getting leads from written words on LinkedIn, it would be a different conversation. This is why I talk about self-awareness. You have to understand how you like to communicate. Some people have the gift of gab to do it on video and the comfort. Others really genuinely struggle with that, but actually can talk and don't realize that they can just hit the memo button on their iPhone, record it, save it, and post the audio. There is no rules for content creation. The rules are very simple. Be self-aware of what you are good at or enjoy so that you can actually achieve the amount of output. And then most importantly, what I started with, this industry has to find a better way to bring value than just telling people about the listing. The jab, jab, jab of right hook was very simple. Talk about other things. And then it's unbelievably okay once you've built up equity to ask, aka post the listing. You will close the listing. Your open house will be more attended if you've done a phenomenal job in actually bringing some level of value in your feeds. The problem is everybody goes so literal. I'm a real estate entity in this feed, I'm gonna talk about real estate. What people don't realize is all the strengths that so many of you have in the real world are the strengths that you can have in content. The thing that I really want to challenge this audience to think about is if you love golf or cooking or fishing, that should be a core component of your content strategy. You can't post 7 times a day if the only thing you want to talk about is your listing or joining your team. You can when you decide to be an actual human being. So when we think through this framework of how we provide value, we need to understand this. Now, what gets really interesting for me is the no versus the maybe. Let me explain. TikTok, right this second, is a marketing phenomenon. You can literally, tonight, because you thought this talk made some sense to you, download TikTok for the first time. How many people here do not have a TikTok account? Raise your hands. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up if you do not have a TikTok. Let's see it. Lights up there. I got it. Good. All right. First. No, keep standing. Back up. Back up, dude. Thank you. I see. First. Let's clap it up for these patriots. You can sit. I can't believe you do not have a TikTok. After 15 years of this?
I do, I just don't use it.
Unacceptable. We'll talk after the show. Let me tell you what's so cool about this for me. This is wild. This is what's fun about having an hour. For the ones that stood, that are compelled out of curiosity to maybe make a play, I want you to create a TikTok account after this talk tonight, this evening. When you create your account, I want you to put your photo in. I prefer it not be one of those atrocious LinkedIn pictures all of you have. Be human. And in the bio, you explain who you are, including the real estate part, but not only. I then want you to put in the link, the default link, a link that is directly to your business, right? Whatever your business best link is. Then I want your first TikTok to be something outrageously simple. The glass of wine you're drinking, the person you're with, the meal you're having, something, whatever. Here is what is remarkable about TikTok that we have not seen in the last 20 years. TikTok, unlike every other platform, is built, actually, excuse me, TikTok, like Tumblr years ago, some memories, is built on the interest graph, not on the social graph. You're not getting in your feed who your friends are or who your friends of friends are. You're getting in the feed things that you like. So if people like football and wine and jokes, that's what their feed is. The reason TikTok's doing so well is people are getting posts they want, things they're interested in. And so the interest graph is amazing because unlike the social graph where all of you remember when you went on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and you posted and you had to like text your four friends and ask them to like it because you felt so bad about yourself. I know how humans roll. On TikTok, and this is what's so bananas about it, and this will go away because it's all supply and demand of attention. And as more ads are being run on TikTok and more people are producing content, so this is all the same story. These gray hairs come in handy. I'm now on not intuition, I'm here now on pattern recognition. What's amazing about TikTok is that there's somebody in this room who literally right now does not have a TikTok account, is going to post something ridiculous and is gonna have 800,000 people see the video and one of them email them for a lead. No. That's right. What's crazy, Melissa, and I appreciate your no, is, and I know like you're saying it from the, like that's why I'm pumped. That's why I'm saying it right now. What's so wild is the only other time we saw anything remotely like this was early Facebook fan pages, 2011, where you would post something and you'd be like, why did so many people see it? Now, I have a lot of empathy for the context of this room. In a localized business, if you're in Denver, you may not need your views in New Jersey, but referral game, friends of friends, there's a lot of real stuff going on in your business that if you're thoughtful about what I'm talking about, you could take advantage if you do a little legwork. Early Facebook fan pages, we're talking about 10 years now, but the number of people whose first post get 5, 10, 15,000 views is remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable, and I couldn't compel you more to do it. Not because I'm a Chinese spy. I know, you cynics. Not because VaynerMedia does well with TikTok, but because you have to. Is she okay? She's good? I'm proud of you. That was fast execution. Do you need a job? But because I'm trying to get all of you ready for the rest of your career, let me explain. How many people here, lights again, this is great, I'm having fun. How many people here, by show of hands, are retiring in the next 10 years? And before you raise it, I don't mean you're gonna crush it and buy a yacht. I mean, you're old and you're finished. Raise your hands, 10 years, raise it. Can I get the lights, please? Raise your hands, 10 years. Fair, fair. Okay, thank you, let's clap it up. We will let those 74 people slide for this next sentence. But for the rest of you, 10 years. Do you know how much technology changes have happened in the last 10 years? Do you understand that almost everything we do from, I mean, if you look at your cliche 18-year-old that lives on two core things, TikTok and Netflix, they didn't even exist. I mean, Netflix did, but in a very different form. CDs to the house, pretty cool. Those two things didn't even exist. And this is where I need the OGs to hear, to go back to the history books with me. There are people in this room, my friends, for the youngsters in here, under 30, under 30s, make some noise. You're gonna like this one. Under 30s, there are people in this room who once said that they would never get a cell phone because their pager was good enough. let's go very vulnerable and honest. By show of hands, who in here was this person? I'm never getting an iPhone. The BlackBerry has buttons and I need the buttons. Raise your hands. Raise it high. By show of hands, while we've got the lights, who in here said, I'm never getting either one of the following? A Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, and now has one. Raise your hands. Raise them high. Own it. My career is completely predicated on one hyperthesis. I have intuition from the luck of my parents having sex at the right moment. That's true. I have intuition that allows me to understand what all of you are gonna do when you think you're not gonna do it. This is the crux of what I wanna talk about today with you, both on the marketing side as I've been, and in a few minutes on the management and team side. I need everybody here to leave today with at least the seed of maybe kinda sorta, and I am not naive and incredibly self-aware and very in tune to how this may be entertaining and you might have gotten a laugh and it might be curious, but you are viscerally against the concept that I'm throwing down. As I said earlier, that is incredibly fine, but let there be no confusion. The data is extremely clear. Market share amongst real estate agents in local towns are shifting, completely predicated on the ability to be good at social media. Now, you may be more than happy with how much you make and have 8 years, 7 years, 9 years, and you're like, screw it, if I make a little bit less, I'm still good. And that's amazing. That's actually awesome. Do you. But if you're interested, I mean it. Like, you know, I think people are very confused at times. Like, if you make $12 an hour and you're pumped, you won life. Most of my millionaire friends are miserable as shit. But if you have a stake or an interest in growing market share in your place, there is nothing else. This logo can do a lot, but not the thing we're talking about. You've gotta make the content, you. You've gotta talk about why your local town is awesome. I said this at a Tom Ferry event that was here 10 years ago. Become the mayor of your town with your content. If you make content of why this Subway, you know, burger shop is the best, that might just catch someone's eye and that becomes a lead gen. If you're the person that reviews the school on video form in Facebook groups or on a TikTok, that might be the gateway drug to the business that you're looking for. Content on social has become a requirement of growth, not an option. It's clear, and again, you don't need to do it, but it's really the conversation to be had, and I hope you guys take it a little, just a hair more serious. And I hope for the people that remember they did well on Facebook or Instagram, but then the organic reach went down and you're not doing as well. For who here had a good run with either Facebook group or Instagram, but then felt the effects of the reach going down and are not doing as well as they've done at their prime time in their careers? Raise your hands. So for that group, because you've already tasted what I've talked about, you must immediately get serious about TikTok. Immediately, yesterday. Let's move on. Thank you for that chapter of this talk. How many people here have employees underneath them? Raise your hand.
What?
Have employees underneath them, people that work for them. Raise it higher. People are so scared with hands. Thank you. For that crowd and for the other crowd, but we're gonna start with that crowd. There's something that I've been spending a long time in my mind on, but it was back here. It was in my subconscious. I couldn't get it all the way to the front. COVID gave me an opportunity to get into my feelings. And luckily, I was able to finally get it to the front. You know how life works? Like, we're all humans, right? Like, it's there, you know it's there, and finally, oh, damn it, he's cancer. Get him out of my life. That stuff? That's what was going, sorry. That's where I'm about to go. There's been something in my here for the last 20 years that I just couldn't figure out. And I finally feel comfortable and ready to talk about it in a compelling way that makes the argument potentially land for all of you, which is why I wrote this book. I believe that we have been misguided in how to win in business. I believe that the popular conversation of business that we accept today as entrepreneurs and operators is wrong. I believe that the dog eat dogs, hard elbows, and my literally, there may not be a statement on earth that I hate more, and I don't like using the word hate, but there is not a statement on earth that I hate more than the concept of nice guys finish last. If I could find the person that created that saying, I would dig them up from the ground and punch them in the neck. It is such a fundamental misnomer, and I think it's time we have this conversation. This book talks about leveraging the emotional ingredients necessary for business success. I don't believe any of us were raised with the concept that the core tenet for business success is kindness. I just don't think that's something we've ever heard. I don't think it's something people believe. I even think when I just said it, it was like funny to say and funny to feel your collective reaction. Let there be no confusion about the next part of this talk and where I'm going. I am not in the over-coddling, foofy, like, world of business. This is not about entitlement. The same person I want to dig up from the grave, I want to destroy every human associated with eighth place trophies. I am not looking to coddle this up. I'm here to dominate. I am here to build the single greatest entrepreneurial career of all time. I'm here to, if you bother me too much, I'm gonna start a real estate brokerage in your local town and put you out of business. I'm being dead serious. I'm very weird when it comes to competition. So as I talk about what I want to talk about now, please remember all the things that I just said in the last 2 minutes. Kindness. Empathy. Compassion. The soft skills are actually the hard skills. People are confused. People are confused where we are in the world, not today. This isn't about, I know where some of you are gonna go. Some of you are gonna go, oh, I see what Gary's doing. He's trying to prepare us for Gen Z because they're so woke and soft. News alert, that is not what I'm doing. What I'm trying to do is get everybody prepared to understand how they can make more money, how they can be more successful, how real this is. You have to understand what's happening. What's happening very simply is this. We've been lied to. The world is inherently abundant. Even in a local business where you're trying to compete against 7 other people that you know who you're competing against for the houses, the fundamental truth is nobody's taking yours, you're limiting your upside. The way you're limiting your upside is overstressing about somebody else getting a listing that you didn't get. When you spend 2 hours dwelling that Susan got it and you didn't, that's 2 hours that you played on defense, not offense. There's nobody taking your stuff. And because of that and things like that, we are confused. We think that there's a certain demeanor, a certain style that needs to be done for business success. Of course, you can be massively financially successful being atrocious. It exists. We know it. And to me, you know, I heard somebody say, whether it's, you know, it is unfortunate, but like, it, honestly, no feelings towards it. Unfortunately, fortunately, it is life. What's that got to do with you, though? At the height of the Steve Jobs God era in Silicon Valley, I was booed aggressively for the only time in my career. ironically, in this wonderful town. It's true. I was on stage in the height of Steve Jobs land at South by Southwest, and I proclaimed that I wanted to be nothing like him, and that he stinks. Because I didn't like the narrative that I watched a lot of kids start running their business because they heard that Steve was mean, they decided to be mean.